We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'm going to do this dipper now. Dipper number three. It's a three dipper day, man. Getting all three dippers. Oh, I'm dipping deep right
nice.
Now. Nice. All three. National insecurity. Okay, I do this periodically, right, where I look at the level of security we should feel as a nation, our capabilities as a military, whatever the case may be, and I assess them through the view of knowing that the Joe Biden administration is still in charge. Listen, this is not meant to be an alarmist. I will never come on here and just fill up the microphone time with alarmist rhetoric, all right? I'm not what I would call a conspiracy theorist. I'm not, but I'm very pragmatic. And I believe that it is time for Americans to be a little more on guard. I think it'd be wise, and I say this with all candor, I think it'd be wise for you to have a family action plan. If the grid goes down, what does that mean? If somebody takes out a couple of the major nodes through which power supply is transmitted, because it does. It goes through major nodes. There are substations and major transmission sites that if they go down, it brings down a huge chunk of the grid overall. And if they do it right, you can bring down whole swaths of our society. I think it'd be wise for you to have a plan. What do I do? What do I do if the phone networks go down? So many of us rely now on our cell phones. Think about what happened with AT&T less than a month ago. AT&T went down for a full day. That's a lot of AT&T subscribers that are like, what just happened? I have no way of calling 911. I can't call my family. How do I get hold of the kids? All right. How about this? What are you going to do if the grid goes down for food? Because then you've got a refrigerator. What are you going to do if the grid goes down and you have to have water? Have you got a plan? You can go for 30 days without food. You can't go for 4 days without water. You've got to have a means of developing potable water, drinkable water. And then on top of that, what if you have family in other places? Your kids are off at college. Do you have a spot where you're like, okay, if things go bad, I'll meet you here? You know, there's a halfway point, or there's a link up site. There's a rally point, so to speak. And then just think about all the stuff. What things do I have a go bag? What's a go bag? Well, maybe I need to spend an entire dipper just on what a go bag is. But a go bag is literally that, I don't know, a backpack is most generally it, but that it's got stuff in it that if you had to go, like if you had to get out of your house or you got stuck in your car somewhere, that go bag has got the things in it that you could survive with for a period of time. I think it's time for people to start thinking that way. And I don't mean like everybody's got to turn into a prepper. I consider myself to be prepper minded, but I'm not a full on prepper. Like, you know, I'm not, it's not like a huge passion with me. I believe though in having a plan, and I believe in having the basics and being ready. And I believe in knowing how best to reach my loved ones. And so I'm encouraging y'all to do the same thing. A lot of y'all, I would say the majority of my audience, remembers 9/11. 9/11 happened, and it was a shock to our, it was a gut punch. It was a shock to our system. But it was, while it was horrible, it was also horribly symbolic. It was striking at the heart of you know, our ability to do trade, because, you know, Wall Street was right there next to the World Trade Center. It was trying to strike at the ability of our country to defend itself, because it struck the Pentagon. It was trying to strike Congress. We believe that the last jet that went down, you know, two in the World Trade Centers, one in the Pentagon, one crashed in Shanksville in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But the belief was that it was headed to the Capitol. But they weren't going to be able to decapitate our government doing that. My concern is that right now, terrorists realize that they can do more by impacting the drinking water in a small community, or by attacking a mall, or going to a major venue. And so my concern is that we will see terror incidents much like what we just saw in Moscow. Moscow just had 140 people die who went to a concert. in a society where they're not allowed to carry weapons, these guys showed up with grenades and small arms, and they killed 140 people and wounded scores of others. And they were with a group called ISIS-K. And ISIS-K is a variant of the ISIS that we fought in Syria and are still fighting now. But ISIS-K, which comes from the Khorasan region, which is, you know, the northern Afghanistan, Tajikistan, that area, ISIS-K has exhibited for the first time that it has what we might call international outreach capability. It's now attacked major sites in Iran. Iran? Yeah, it doesn't like the Iranians. It's attacked Russia. It doesn't like the Russians. And their belief is that it wants to strike the United States. ISIS-K is allegedly the organization that was behind the bombing at the Abbey Gate in Kabul during the obnoxiously bad, ill-timed, and not well-thought-out pullout that Biden administration did in Afghanistan. And ISIS-K has now been growing. Just like Al-Qaeda had a safe haven, ISIS-K now has that in Afghanistan. And allegedly, they are growing unfettered because we're not there to say something about it. We're going to talk about this when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground, folks. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that like covers a huge swath of ground across our big listening area. So Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Etowah, and then six more locations around the Birmingham area and more being added. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week in every one of their locations, and they will see all ages. I'm talking, like I always say, pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see all of them. And Southern Immediate Care, by the way, is who I use personally. It is. And I've used them for a while now, and I do not use them because they advertise. I was already using them, so impressed with how clean and friendly and professional they were. I thought, too easy to brag on this, man. And I just went ahead and asked them, would y'all consider advertising? Because I could brag on this. And they said, you know what? Yeah. Turns out they're owned by our Right Side ruffian. But anyway, Southern Immediate Care. If you need medical attention, even on a Saturday, you look them up, find the location nearest to you, and head on down. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. I'll go to the phones real quick. I see Alan from Hartsel's called in. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm over riding bees again today.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question. I got a question for you, Phil.
All right.
There was three countries back in the 90s, Cuba, Venezuela, and Honduras.
All right.
They were backed by a group that invaded this country. There was two movies, the original and a remake. First one was Russians backed remake. Backed them. Second movie was about China. I don't know if people remember. It's of course, it's fictional. But it could happen because they crossed the border out of Mexico.
You talking about Red Dawn? Red Dawn, absolutely.
Red Dawn.
Yes.
Does that not sound familiar that some of those countries, those three countries, all communists,
yeah,
and all three of them hiding, and guess what? Could it possibly happen in reality? That's just a question.
I don't know.
And I was going to ask, what do you think about it?
I think you make the point. You make a great point, Alan. I mean, truth is stranger than fiction sometimes, right? And in the movie, Powers Booth, the guy who was shot down, the pilot who wound up working with the original Red Dawn, the kids, the Wolverines, he said that, you know, we had them coming in from here and coming from there, and he talked about how many of them had posed as illegals and come across the border and were saboteurs to cut power lines and transmission lines. I see it as being very possible. In fact, I'm about to get into some of that right now, man. I appreciate the call, Alan, as always, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Wolverines! That is absolutely one of my favorite movies.
I think I've heard you talk about that movie, actually.
I probably have, and I probably will again. Just, you know. It was just way too good. So story here on New York Post that I told you about most recently. A guy from Lebanon was caught sneaking over the border, admitted that he is a part of Hezbollah, saying that his intent was to make a bomb and his destination was New York. Now, I don't know how this is going down. I mean, what's the deal? Is he like, he's like, woohoo, I was going to make a bomb. Or was he being questioned and interrogated and at some point he confessed? I don't know. Was he on the terror watch list? How'd they catch you? I don't know. All I know is this. Story on the New York Post came out 2 weeks ago. A Lebanese migrant caught sneaking over the border admitted he's a member of Hezbollah. Basil Abadi, 22, was caught by the U.S. Border Patrol on March 9th near El Paso, Texas. And while in custody, he was asked what he was doing in the U.S. and replied that he was going to try and make a bomb. He said that he had been trying to flee Lebanon and Hezbollah because he didn't want to want to kill people and said, once you're in, you can never get out. So, I'm not sure how that jibes up with the idea of coming here to make a bomb. But then again, we are the great Satan to them, right? Hezbollah, by the way, is an Iran-backed group. So this is part of the problem. We know, story even points it out, border agents recorded 98 encounters with terror watchlist individuals in fiscal year 22 at the border. Twice as many as that the very next year, 172. And so we're looking at an exponential, by the way, during the Trump administration, I think it was 21. But so far in the first 4 months of 2024, already 59 on the terror watch list have been apprehended. Now, on the one hand, I'm glad we're apprehending them. On the other hand, there's a lot more to apprehend. General Frank McKenzie, you may recall him, and you know, he had an amazing career, and I hate that it ended the way it did. But I also believe that he should have resigned after being in charge of CENTCOM when the debacle from Afghanistan ended the way it did. But just a story that came out in Fox News yesterday. General Frank McKenzie told ABC News this week that U.S. officials should believe that ISIS-K is going to do what it says it wants to do. It says that it has a strong desire to attack the U.S. and other foreign powers, and says we should believe them when they say that. In his words, General McKenzie says, I think the threat is growing, noting that what happened in Russia most recently, the 140 that were killed in the deadly attack in a Moscow concert venue, that was ISIS-K. He says, ISIS-K began to grow as soon as we left Afghanistan. It took the pressure off ISIS-K. So I think we should expect further attempts of this nature against the United States as well as our partners and other nations abroad. I think this is inevitable, he said. Inevitable. The retired general maintains the U.S. should have kept a small troop presence in Afghanistan. You think? Now, I do like the fact that he says that they urged the Biden administration to please do that, and they were overridden by the State Department. The beta males at the State Department overrode the military. That's just unbelievable to me. But he says, yeah, we should have kept a small troop presence in Afghanistan. For those who believe that we should have gotten out of Afghanistan altogether, I will ask the same question I've asked him multiple times. Do we or do we not still have bases in Japan? Do we or do we not still have bases in Europe? Do we or do we not still have bases in South Korea? The answer to all those is yes. Why? Because they are strategic basing locations. And after we defeated them on the field of battle, and we reestablished relations, we worked out the opportunity for us to put our U.S. forces in those regions, not to keep a thumb on them, but because they are strategically located. And now we have forward presence. Force projection does not just happen when it's all over the horizon, regardless of what Biden, who's never served a day in the military, thinks. Over the horizon capability is cool, but you got to get there. But if you're already over the horizon, there's not a lot of get there to have to go through. And when you're putting logistics and troops into a combat zone, the last thing you need to do is have more miles between you and there. And if you've got strategic basing, that helps. So all we're talking about here is the recommendation was to leave roughly a brigade-size element at Bagram Air Base, period. It's a logistics hub. It's a security hub. We can have intelligence in the arena right there, literally, with Pakistan to our south, with China to our east, with Iran to our west, I mean, we would have been smack in the middle of where we need to be in case we have to do force projection. And we would have had the ability to have human intelligence capability in a country that has largely locked us out now, where ISIS-K, General McKenzie says, is growing. McKenzie says he believes things would be different. We might actually be safer than we are right now if U.S. and its allies had kept a small presence in the country. A U.S. counterterrorism official told the New York Post that the ISIS-K terrorists could cross through U.S. borders and carry out an attack similar to the ones in Moscow, and that the ISIS is indeed growing bolder. An attack on U.S. soil is definitely a possibility, the official told the New York Post. I've got that story right here. Here it is. New York Post. Not that one. This one. New York Post. I got two New York Post stories. ISIS-K terrorists could cross America's porous borders and carry out an attack like the Moscow concert hall mass shootings that killed 143 people. It's an ultra-violent offshoot of the Islamic State. It is growing bolder, it says. And the source again said the attack on U.S. soil is definitely a possibility and would certainly send a message. We've had more than 256,000 migrant encounters just in February of this year alone. And in that, we have no idea how many may have been terrorists. Listen, I'm not trying to be sensational. What I'm trying to say is this. We cannot just sit here fat and happy and believe it won't happen to us. You've got a country like Moscow, which is a largely dictatorial thumb on their people, you don't get to carry firearms country. And they were attacked in deadly fashion by ISIS operatives. How'd they even get there? I don't know. But what that does also means is that ISIS is no longer content just to scrap with the Taliban and try to gain control of ground in Afghanistan. They're willing to export their terror. The ultimate goal is to export it here. And if the door is wide open, the flies will get in. And that's where we are. And so, yeah, back to my original point, I just cannot recommend enough, y'all. You and your family have a plan. Literally, there's a lot of stuff you can do, but the basics of having a plan can take you 10 minutes. Where will we meet? How will we do it? Where would we go?
Go bag.
You have your go bag, exactly. Have some basics in the house. You know, when you go to Sam's next time, buy two, if you can, of whatever it is that has a shelf life. You don't have to. I mean, you can invest in the shelf stable foods and put those away. I think that's great, but you can also buy a lot of things that will take 2 to 3 years to expire that you can put on your shelf and live off of. And I encourage and have a way to find water, and then have a way to take care of your friends and make sure you know that you've got an extra round of your prescriptions if you need them. Stuff like that. Have a plan. Because we have no idea what's happening. And right now, Biden still has the helm. Yeah, whoever's talking to Biden has the helm. How about that? All right, brother, take us to the last break of the day. I'll come back and get some text messages. And oh, yeah, it's real stuff, man. I want to hear what you guys are thinking about it. I can see the texts are flowing in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Wow, I tell you what, there's some weather out there. You guys be careful. Keep your weather eye open, all right? So I got a text here from Jeff from Indiana. Says up in Louisville, which, of course, is, well, out of our listening area, but we got family up there. He says a tornado has touched down in the Louisville area near the I-71 corridor, and he says hopefully your dear wife doesn't have any family in that area. I would hope the same. And Jeff, if I recall, I think your wife's from Kentucky, but not that area. But anyway, yeah, blessings on them up there. I did see too. Did John from Huntsville say a while ago during the break? You said that he said there's a tornado watch.
Yeah.
Weather radio just went off. This is just from a little while ago. Saying that a tornado watch had been issued. This is John in Huntsville saying that. Mm-hmm. So, all right, y'all stay. By the way, I checked the radar a moment ago, and where we are, Big Rig and I right now are in northeast Alabama, but it looks like the Shoals and Florence area and all that has got some pretty serious weather blowing through. So y'all just be careful. The grades are in too, by the way, bro. John from Huntsville. Aside from the tornado, it does not deter him, by the way, to give the grades. He says, Big Rig earns an A++ for his amazing performance, and I hope I wasn't too harsh on Seinfeld. He's Now he's being nice. That's good.
I thought it was funny what he thought about Seinfeld.
He says, Phil's performance today was spectacular, so he earns an A double plus. However, today's winner is obviously Stephanie Smith with an A triple plus. Also, just want to say, maybe I could write a Taco Tuesday jingle and Big Rig could add music to it. And by the way, it's starting to get stormy over here in Huntsville. Hope everybody stays safe. There you go. May have to have a special jingle premiered.
I like that.
Glenn from Bluntsville says, I have heard multiple times the average American only has about 3 days worth of food in there, and then his text cut off, and I think he means in their house. I would not be surprised, man. I would not. Listen, and here's a real simple thing. You can go buy, like, buy a case of Denny Moore beef stew, a case of black beans because they're high in protein, and they won't a case of Spam. They won't expire. And then I got a red Sharpie and I go and I mark on them. They expire. I mark on the outside of the package. Expires 7/25. Expires, you know, 9 of 26. It's amazing how long some of those last. And it's worth it. Buy some protein powder you can add to water, you know, just stuff like that. Simple things you can buy right there at your corner store. Barry Mathen says, I wonder how many of the weapons used by ISIS-K in Moscow were arms that were abandoned by the United States in that foolish... No telling, bro. No telling. Richard T. from Madison says, which president signed the paperwork with the Taliban in Afghanistan in February of 2020 and agreed to remove all U.S. troops? Answer, Trump. Should the next president go back on the word of the previous president? Well, Richard, by that token, you would have to say then that we should have a stronger southern border because Trump had policies in place and surely Biden can't change them. You're going to tell me right now, Richard, that the Biden administration, which has undone everything that Trump did with intent, I'm talking about actual executive orders, like several hundred executive orders aimed at unraveling anything that had Trump's signature on it, that they were somehow bound to something that he had put in place for Afghanistan. And no, there was not an agreement that was signed that was anything more than an events-based agreement. I agree. I served there. I agree. I was ready for Afghanistan to be over. 20 years is a long time. But not the way it went. Not at all. And when Trump had an events-based milestone kind of a plan in place, what that meant was if certain things are achieved, we'll pull back. What did Biden do? He came in and pretended that was the deal that he had. Except that he had a calendar date. He's going to make it 9/11. On the date of 9/11, we're pulling out. We'll be done. We'll be out of here. It'll be symbolic. It'll be 9/11. You put a calendar date, what does your enemy do? Your enemy looks at it and goes, well, we know when they're leaving now. We'll just go ahead and bide our time. So, Richard, you can try that, but it doesn't work. It's not real. And you can't tell me that the same administration that can change everything else the previous administration did was somehow bound to this one. It wasn't true. Metal Man Josh Melkmont says all they have to do is put fentanyl in the water intake, especially if it's a coordinated attack. Well, there's a lot of it coming across, bro. Joe from Melkmont says, have you seen the movie trailer for the Civil War? I have. It's interesting. I don't know what to make of it yet. I can't decide whether it's going to have a messaging that I agree with or not because I just don't trust Hollywood. But I have seen it, and it's a very interesting Civil War. Is a new movie coming out, I think, in May or June. Talks about our country getting so fractured. And by the way, I don't think we're there. I don't. Now, here's what I could see happening. There was a show on TV. Charlie and I kind of binge-watched it most recently. And it basically was it was what happens when, and there were a series of nuclear devices that were set off in strategic locations designed to create these impassable regions of the country that cut everybody off from each other, shut down the grids, and left small towns trying to fend for themselves. And little small towns become fiefdoms, and they become either inclusive or they become warring to gain what the next small town has. And I could see fracturing like that happening if there was an incident that caused it. I do not see us deciding to just secede from each other right now. I don't at all. Chris from Priceville says, I would love your Democrat listeners to chime in on this. I would love them to make sense of it. I think we're talking about it as a topic that we're on right now. But they can't because they don't know how to handle it. And then John C. from Madison said, I was medically retired with 19 years. I did not see any benefits from my 6 years from the VA. Then it took me 29 more months to get any money from them. And yeah, and I guess he's saying that in relation to me talking about them changing the the amount of benefits they give to illegals, and even in the state of Maine, I think it is, or Maryland, they're actually taking a former veteran's home and changing it into an illegal housing. All right, you guys, listen, keep your heads on a swivel. And I say all that not to say shock and awe and bad things are coming. What I am saying is this. Keep your head on a swivel is nothing but wisdom. Have a plan and be ready. At the same time, just know this. Here on this show, we're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative in today's world, and we'll do it every single day. Back here tomorrow, too. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you then.